If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Join the queue.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag
959 Breakfast.
Sweat, guys. We are still balancing. Waking up, trying to adjust, because I still think that the worst thing to happen to humankind is Monday. I would like embrace all days, but I mean, Monday.
Yeah. We can't accept it.
It's just so unnecessary.
Really?
And who do we doy doy to?
Angazi, but.
Because God, upizi.
God, ninking, God. God, like,
honor.
People are pinning.
Literally. Literally. 744 on the dot, we're hanging with Lasizwe. Lasizwe, you were part of a very beautiful initiative. Yes. 10 Rand goes a long way.
Yes.
This made headlines everywhere. You guys were able to raise over 2 million Rand to help over 300 students with their tuition fees.
Yes.
And that's absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
Where does that stem from?
The 10 Rand goes a long way story. Basically, it was during the Fees Must Fall movement.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what, guys, I've got like 10,000 Rand that I can spare. Like, if anyone needs help, is it registration, is it whatever, come through. And I went live, and then it just spiraled out of control. Friends jumped on, and then we just created this initiative online.
People my collective jumped on.
Yes, literally. Yeah. And like, you know, when you see my banner, you Ayanda Mantumazana Mhlongo, Techies Dinwiddie just jumped on. Like, we just were like, oh my gosh, what is going on here, you know? So we managed to raise, I think, over 2 million Rand.
Yeah.
And then we just, like, when we finally did it, we're like, okay, we did it now. Like, we're done.
You're 24. And, you know, there's many 24-year-olds that don't even have 10 Rand. And I think the greatest privilege, and I'm blown away that at the age of 24, you can literally say you've got 10,000 Rand to give to somebody and, like, help them out.
Yeah.
That's a blessing, isn't it?
I'm super grateful for it. Like, every day I wake up in the morning, I'm like, you know, how do I continue to practice gratitude towards just everything I have and I've acquired? Because everyone is just like, sometimes in my space, like, do you realize who you are? Like, do you realize, like, your life? I'm like, girl, I just live a normal life. Like, I just want
to
wake up
and
be like, you know, and until you step out of your bubble, your comfort zone, and you're just like, you know what? Aban baya kowisha. Like, people actually go through big problems.
Yeah, yeah.
And the little that you can do, you know, can help someone out there. So,
can you monetize social media the manner in which it is perceived?
Yes.
You know, like, proper monetize it?
In many ways. I think, you know what, if many people can start this social media career, it has so much trajectory and it has so much currency, especially in this day and age. I mean, look at lockdown. People are resorting to lives. People were resorting to Insta stories. I mean,
we all became chefs.
Hey, everybody became chefs. Brands were just literally flocking in our direction because no one is on the road to watch billboards. No one is buying magazines. The only place you are on is on your phone.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So, you know, I want parents to believe in their children when they say, I want to be an influencer, I want to be a content creator. Because right now, yes, it's frowned upon, but there is so much longevity. Yes, it is a risque business because, you know, of the terms and the clauses, like the 30-day thing of payments, whatever, whatever, whatever. But if you've got a formula locked down and you have a plan, then you're definitely going to maximize and master it.
Here's what I want to maximize on the conversation around joining the queue, joining the queer conversation. Homosexuality, right? Yeah. You're proudly gay?
Yes.
Loudly gay.
Loudly. Hey, but look at your producer smiling. He's like, because I'm like, look at the Nijebe. He's like, not you, child. No. You know, we say piami, but no.
Oh, my goodness. So what do people in the LGBTQIA plus community, do you think they get tired of constantly representing community and constantly being referred to as a community removed from the rest of humanity?
Oh my God, that is so
exhausting.
Like, you know what, I'll speak from my perspective because, like, the LGBTI community, as you you know, we're very hurt, you know, and we're very finicky. You know, we want to be normal people instead of saying, you know what, like, we are gay. Like, why are straight people not coming out and saying to our parents, hey guys, I'm straight? Like, why is it like that? So we are doing a lot of progress, and not even we, like, I'm doing a lot of progress, because I don't want to speak for everyone, because someone will be like, Masiza, that's not my story.
Yes, that's
I'm
true.
Going through something else,
like,
and whatever
that
it may be.
Yeah.
So for me, growing up, I didn't have the best childhood because of, like, my mom and how she had this dignified in the community, you know, Guti. I'm the only son, etc. And when I did come out that I'm gay, she was just like, girl, not on my watch, you know.
Really?
And I feel so guilty till this day that she couldn't experience me being gay. She couldn't experience
it. She passed on?
Yeah, she passed on when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, a year, like, when she passed on, that's when, like, I was just like, girl, I'm gonna fly this flag very high. And you know, and there were good things and bad things about it. So
were you on good terms when she passed away?
Yeah, we were on good terms, but it's just like, I had to, just when I'm home, I have to send one Kaya and Nijani.
Oh, shame, man. You went through this?
Yes.
A whole you, last season, literally. Because you're, like, literally so outspoken.
Girl.
So would you say, you know, the saying, and I say this with the highest level of respect and sensitivity to the loss of your mother.
Yeah.
But the saying, Lifula Haya Lampulosa.
Yeah.
Do you relate to that?
Translated into Zulu or English?
Ugufagwa. Okay. What's Hupolosa? Set me free.
Set me free.
Babo?
I would say 50-50.
Okay.
Because,
okay,
like, after that, I was just like, I wish I had not hit myself when she was still alive.
Shame,
I wish I could have done more, because there's, like, my aunt was also the same as my mom until she got used to it. Like, it's like you have to drill it in the head. Like, I'm not changing. It's not a stage. It's not a phase. It's not adolescence. I'm going to drill it in your head that this is me. You want to love me for who I am and this is what I am, you know? And now my aunt and I, we're like best friends. Like, she's like, girl, manji, umshimani, nitiyo, umshimani, because yummy. Good difficult sometimes, but,
yeah.
You know, and we have those conversations where she's just like, so explain to me, and she's intrigued, and she's like, "Ugune spark," and then she'll drop questions like, "Oh, mtwana, manje senza njani ngomntwana? Ngizangizomitha sisi."
And there's many ways to have a child. There's so many ways to have a child. Ngizokhuluma
ngamehlo ngenza umntwana. Kungenzeka, ngizokhuluma ngamehlo. Kungenzeki, ube no little girl or little boy.
Because I find it very interesting. I was speaking to my 18-year-old nephew. Well, he's not 18, actually. I'm lying. He's like literally 15, 16. And my 21 going on 22-year-old niece. Last night, actually.
Yeah.
And the whole conversation was, heterosexual people don't put it on a billboard that they're heterosexual.
Yeah.
But it's expected for gay people to come out. Why must... And even from heterosexual people, why do we want to know if somebody is gay?
Yeah.
I'd really love, while we have Lasizwe here, if you could please just entertain me on this one. 063-688-0959. Drop me a voice note. I'm really keen to know. Why is it that heterosexual people want to know if somebody is gay or not? Why are we interested? You get where I'm coming from? Because there's people that are, like, even in the workspace, ne? Like, over the coffee station. Gamer. Why the question? Why do we want to know? That's literally personal, intimate information.
Yeah. I think I would really love to, like, I'm always, now I understand that I'm always on a learning, like, I want to learn instead of just talk, because if you talk without a knowledge, so you must have a knowledge before you talk.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear that perspective, actually.
I'd also love to hear it. And just out of interest, from heterosexual people, why are we so interested in knowing somebody's sexual orientation? 752, Lasizwe, starting his day on 959.
Join the queue.
Join the queue.
On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag
959 Breakfast.
Absolutely. Do join the queue. Do engage us. Do join us on that one. The queue. The queer. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much, Chris. Chris is a lifesaver. The queer conversation. Because I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
I would be offended as a heterosexual person if every now and again, to a degree, my sexual orientation is brought into question.
Yeah.
So here's what I live for. And this is how I like to break things down to myself, right? Who I have intimate relationships with, it's got nothing to do with you.
I love that.
It's got nothing to do with anyone. So if I invite you into that space, please know that the boundary is this. It is still my intimate space.
Yeah.
And I don't think it should be a subject for discussion, but we've made it a subject for discussion. I mean, really, people like lesbians, corrective rape, it makes you a very, 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 very vulnerable minority group, right?
That's
and very sensitive. So I understand why it's brought to the question.
Yeah.
But why do us as heterosexual people just want to know for ourselves if somebody is gay? It's the weirdest thing.
It's the weirdest thing. And, like, I'm trying to find an answer for it. And I'm just like, actually, why? Like, why are you so interested, Uti? What is my orientation in Bedin, you know? And, you know, I always say that, you know, some gays, rather, even myself, you know, I don't like being boxed. Like, there's different labels that society has given us, like a top, bottom, versatile, whatever it may be. And, like, I don't like that. I'm just like, why are you boxing us? Like, what if today
What does it matter?
So
because there's also women on top. Is this exactly that? You know, there's different positions. And why are we talking about it? It's so intimate.
Exactly.
It's so intimate. Why is it a subject?
So I think, you know, people are just... I think it's also a fascination because like people are just fascinated of something they don't know, have never seen or heard of or see somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, and it's also interesting. I think as people, we gravitate towards interesting conversations. Like the fact that, as you said, Guti, you'll be at a coffee station, Guti. And that's interesting. Like, to be honest, as humans, we get entertained by that. You know, we really feel like, oh, okay, cool. It's a topic of discussion or whatever. Yeah. But I think the LGBTI community is tired of being a topic of discussion. Like, we're just like, guys, get over it now. Like, this is who we are. This is what we've worked for. This is what we have really pushed over the years. This is what we stand for. You know us by now.
Once again, I'm going to ask, why the alphabets then?
That's the... I think also...
Why do we still have to see you as an alphabet community? Can you not just be human beings and other human beings?
I don't know. Christian,
that where would that change stem from?
I think it would just change the day. I personally, for me, this is my opinion, the day straight people are also added onto the LGBTI community, whatever, like the alphabet.
Yeah.
Like there must be an S. You were all together. It was straight. Everybody must
be alphabets.
Let's all be alphabets. Yeah. And then when you are born, you decide that, okay, mama, in the alphabets,
I'm this one.
Can
we just be humans? I've got a voice note here. Let's hear this.
I think my take, it's because in terms of Uthole, abantu beba so curious in wanting to know Uthi, is she gay or is she lesbian? Thinking Uthi, gay people or lesbian people, they're trying too much ukuba like umfana okanye abe yintombazana. So if you are you, I'm lesbian or I'm gay, let me be me. Nga act up like me intombazana or go, let me be me. I think that's where the problem is. Then bese siyaqala ke thina sisifuna ukwazi ukuthi is she gay, is she lesbian or whatever.
Do statements like this and do opinions like this or thoughts like this, do they offend you?
For me,
that you're trying too hard to be feminine.
Like, for me, because I'm not easily offended by like conversations like this or like, yo, mina ngiyaziphilela la hey, yo, munyu munyu mina, yo, guys.
This is nice. I've got Andile on the line. Andile, thanks for the call. Good morning.
I don't know, how are you?
Fantastic. Yourself, my darling.
I'm fantastic. Well, I'm Andile. I'm a transgender man, to be exact. Yes. And this whole thing of having to actually explain yourself, I think it's getting old now. It's really getting old now. Why can't a person just be who they are? Nobody needs to know who you are, what you are. They just need to know you by name. I am Lafizia. I am Andy. That's it. And life goes on. So the thing of having to label yourself, it's just...
Do you think the entire community is ready to let go of the alphabets and consistently reintroducing themselves? Are you tired? Of course, you just said, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Personally, you must speak for yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, like people, like I've learned, is that you must never say, you know, as a community, as, And did you ask me to speak for your behalf? Speak this time, like, for me, you know what? Like, this is my perspective.
Yeah.
This is what I think. If I'm wrong, if I'm not right.
But I mean, if we're running a sample and we were, say, maybe Stats SA, and we're saying out of two, right, of two alphabet community members are saying the same thing. So that's a fair sample to say, actually, you represent a sizable portion of people in society that are like, you know what, as a community member myself, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Angela, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, right? Respect your opinion completely. So this is where we wrap it up with you, Lasizo.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming this morning.
Thank you for having me. Like, it was quite a interesting interview. I mean,
right? Right? Yeah, we have to take it there. Particularly with joining the queue, I think the more we have these conversations, the more everything just starts to balance out and normalize. Have yourself a fantastic day.
Thank you. Same back to
and
you.
Thank you for my flowers.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me. Thank you for making me feel warm.
You're welcome. We're out.
Join the queue. On 959 Breakfast.
Hashtag
959 Breakfast. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on Kaya 959.co.za.